In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, here at the midpoint of the fast, we have some questions that need to be answered. Now remember, when the Scripture asks questions, it is obligatory for you to answer them. They're not just idle questions. They are questions posed to you. So these are questions that you must answer. In fact, by the way you live is how you will answer these questions. First, the Lord says, whosoever will, whoever wants to, come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Then he tells us something that sounds like a riddle to people in the world. Whosoever shall save his life will lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the sake of the Gospels, the same shall save it. Then come the questions. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I tell you, a Christian answers this question by every moment. Let's ask the first question. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You could have everything and have nothing. Because the soul was created by God to know Him. And if you have the whole world, you do not have God. Because God is not of the world. Then he asks, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And I've told you this before, but it bears repeating. This is answered two ways. In one way, one can say, there's nothing you can give in exchange for your soul. There's nothing we can give to God that He needs. There's nothing we can give to God to make us worthy. Therefore, there is nothing we can give in exchange for our soul, that is, so that we would be saved. Nothing. But the other answer, and the answer that you should live according to being a Christian every day, is everything. You have to give everything in exchange for your soul. Not thinking that anything earns you anything. But if you love God, then you'll give Him everything. And that, brothers and sisters, is the way of the cross. People think of the way of the cross of being some sort of enforced suffering. It may entail suffering. In fact, actually, it always will entail suffering. But it's not consisting only of suffering. Does a mother who bears a child think in terms of suffering when she gives birth? No. Because of her love for the child, she undergoes the birth pangs and considers them to be nothing after the child is born. During, they're painful. But afterwards, she forgets. Because she loves the child. Does a parent consider it suffering to take care of his children? No. Even though there might be pain. But because of love, they'll do what they need to do. So the way of the cross is not the way of suffering. I don't know how anybody ever got that idea. It's not enduring your life's conditions, or it's not having some sort of disability or something unfair in your work or something and bearing it. The way of the cross is to live as Jesus Christ lived, because of knowing what is worthwhile and what is not. It is the answer to this question, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He has to give everything. Everything as Jesus Christ gave it. That's the way of the cross. And it is appropriate in the middle of Great Lent for us to speak of the way of the cross. Because Great Lent is a time when we should be focusing more on the way of the cross. That is the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because at the end of this reading, the Lord says, there are some who are not who are still here, still alive, who will not taste of death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. This is a reference to his transfiguration, which was going to occur shortly thereafter, and also then shortly before his passion. The transfiguration was very late in his ministry. But it's also a reference to this way of the cross. Because if you want to see the kingdom of God come with power, you must follow the way of the cross. Because the power has to be within your heart. The kingdom of heaven has to be within you. And what is this power? This power obliterates darkness and replaces it with light. This power obliterates evil and replaces it with good. Obliterates pride and replaces it with humility. Obliterates anger and replaces it with peace. In our hearts, in our souls, all the darkness to go away. That's the power of the kingdom of God. And it can only be obtained by those who answer the question correctly, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We see a lot of exchanging going on in the world. And the vast majority of it is bad trades. Trades of eternal for temporal. No, we have to give the Lord the temporal for the eternal. We have to do what we can in the moment so that we would have eternal life. Brothers and sisters, you have to answer this question. Every day, every moment. If this question doesn't occur to you, then it should. Now, I don't mean that every day you should have as your checklist these questions. You have to live with it in your heart. It has to be your only priority is to know God. We have sins. We have weaknesses. Those can be solved. Those can be forgiven. They can be obliterated. The only thing keeping us from God is ourselves, whether or not we love Him, so that we would want to give Him everything. That's the way of the cross. And that's the only way to see the kingdom of God come with power. And God help us to follow this way. Amen.